So the we're holding now the weeks of Shavuvim. Shavuvim, however, Shavuvim Tat. Thank you. As a, it's a zman for Tahara. There's something on the fire. It's not Shavuvim, it's the picture vanishes. I thought it was Shavuvim. Huh? So come on. So what we call in of Shavuvim, we're not going to go into all the details and the Makaris, but the Maisa, the oldest Makaris of the Minig of Shavuvim has to do with making Tainesim and why exactly. But it's already brought in the Rishonim, such a Minig, they're knowing to make Tainesim during these times. It seems like a Molo is Dafke in the Ibrayar specifically. Then it was much more popularized than Zana Harizal. Then of Shavuvim Davka during these parishes of the Gula from Mitzrayim. But Hanigei Alonu, Zobachal is the Inn of Tahara. You would call it purity, ritual purity, which really doesn't mean anything. I mean, it means something, but I'm not sure that means anything to do with Tahara and our Muslim Musagim. Tell of our Maisa, I remember I was by Azut Roshiva, my Roshiva, Rabbi Shachter on Shabbos. And the shiva was being mavair. I don't remember what it was nege exactly, but the shiva was explaining the chiluk between eating during the week and eating on Shabbos. So the Shabbos, the shiva said that the highest darga a person gets to during the week in achila is eating b'kedusha. On Shabbos you eat b'tahara. He explained the chiluk between kedusha and tahara. The Kiddush is the pshat that a person's Isaac in this world, and the Isaac in this world is L'Shem Shammai. Person eats, so should have the kech to learn. Person sleeps, should have the kech to learn to do mitzvahs. That's Kiddusha. The thing itself doesn't have Kiddusha. The thing itself is not a mitzvah, but it's a hechitim to be mekayim mitzvahs. It's a prerequisite to be mekayim mitzvahs. Pashenke in Tahara is when the thing itself has Kiddusha. Achil and Shabbos is not so you should have kriyach to learn Torah. Achil and Shabbos itself is a mitzvah. That's Tahara. And the Esek and the Gashmi in Novar itself is Nechsha of a mitzvah. That's considered Tahara. Tahara is the ultimate form of Nikias, the ultimate form of cleanliness. When we're Zoichia to a Ruchnistik, a Tahara, Ruchnistik, a cleanliness, we have no Taivas, no interest cues then, any things of this world, the Klal. When a person gets that dagger where Olam Hazeh is not interesting at all to him, the person zoyche to madrig of Tahara. That's the times of Shavuvim, to be zoyche to a madrig where nothing in this world but has any interest to me at all. You find rise to this. You find that in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that what they call during the time of Shavuvim is a zman of tikkun and midas hayesoid. Midas hayesoid, the tikkun of that Indian is what's Nageh Shavuvim. What the end of Midas HaYesod is beyond us, is beyond me. But something, they say the words, is something to get to us. But Yesod is what we talk about, the most fundamental principle of a person's life. Yesod is the basic foundations of a person's life. Where am I in life? What am I interested in? What drives me? What gets me excited? What pushes me? Why do I wake up in the morning? Why do I go to sleep at night? And why do I go to work? Or why do I go to learn? Why? What is the thing pushing me? What is that Indian that's pushing me so much? I remember years ago I saw in the Sefer, I think it was in Ali Shur. If I remember it was near Sofer Sukkot. I think it was in Ali Shur in Chiluk Beis. I don't remember exactly where it was. But in there he describes that the Indian of being of Arev is sweetness. Arevos is sweetness. A person enjoys something by Arevna. And Arev also has the same Loshanas, Tairuvis, meaning to be mixed together, to be connected. Areva, sweetness, something is sweet to a person, enjoyable to a person, to the degree that he connects with it. As an Erev, it's a mixture of day and night, and Tairuvis, a mixture, could be Basa B'chal, whatever it is. When things are mixed together and join and connect, that's called Arev. Tairevna means we should be Dava, connected to the Torah. The Mayasuit in life is that connected to the Torah. I desire the Torah, I want the Torah, Tairevna. But there's another koyach of einig, koyach of enjoyment, of taivus of elam hazeh. Person, there's a revus, food that a person eats could be sweet to him. And everybody has that mida of enjoyment, the mida of a revus within himself, that connects either to Ruchnius or connects to Gashmius. If a person uses that yisrael of his life, those fundamental principles of where am I going, what is my direction, what am I aiming at, what do I want in life, if that's towards Kedusha, then a person has tikkun yisrael. A person's yisrael is mesukin, a person's yisrael is proper and right. Mash'enken, if a person's drive is olam hazeh, and it could be a person's drive is for COVID, and it could be a person's drive is for gaiva, and whatever drive a person has, very often the actual physical actions that a person takes are not necessarily indicative of where that person is going, where that drive is. A person can be totally connected to gaiva and taivas olam hazeh, and at the same time be davening with transislavas, because the person really wants some dover gashmi, so he's mispal mamish with such keches. But I was going. I heard a maysa of Baruch Shalom Ashlag, the son of the Heilig Baal Sulu, that he one time was on the Yartzer of the Arizal. He would go with the whole chabura. They'd be mispal by the Rizal's Kever in Tzfas, and he saw a person davening, and he's crying, and he's bawling, and tears are pouring down from his eyes. And he was had such a spilus in his davening. So Rav Ashlag went over to him and he asked him, what's going on? It's amazing. Your kaycha tefillah is mash meridik. They said that he had some house that he really wanted to buy. He was davening to Hashem so much, he was zeich to buy this house, and there's not enough money, he wants so bad, so he's crying. So Rav Ashlag said that if a person looks in chitzonis, a person could look like he's mamish holding in the transdagas of ruchnis, when the emes is, his whole ruchnis is just about gashmis. That person does not have a tikkun of yisayit. It's not necessarily what he sees on the outside, but a person's whole drive is ravei Hashem. A person could work a whole day and learn just a little bit that he possibly can and have his whole busy schedule. And that person is mesukin his bris, because whole drive is that 5-10 minutes that he gets to learn whatever it is, that's whole drive in his life. He has a tikkun of yisayit. The objective during Shevavim is for a person to look into himself and see, who am I and what do I represent? What is my yisoid in my life? Is the yisoid in my life ruchnis and avedus Hashem? Is that what I really enjoy in life? Is that what drives and gets me excited? Or is in yanim gashmim, a good steak, whatever possible times gashmis a person has, if that's what drives him, then he has a pagam in his yisoid. That's our aveda, tikkun yisoid, tahara, nikias, where our whole neshamas are clean, our nefesh and ruach are clean from Anyan Elam Hazeh and directed only to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I was just in Muncie, and I stayed by Rav Dovid Weiss, and by his house, the one with the ALS who comes often here. And his father was there. His father comes originally from Brazil. And his father was telling me, he told me, I'm Murdik Alart. His father told me, I don't remember his first name, and he told me that he started from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes writes, and I heard this also from Avram Shor when he was here years ago, when we first came here, by 10, 11 years ago, Avram Shor said this over also, I didn't remember it's from the Imre Emes, but he said the same word over and he explained it. It says, why does it say Bay al Pari instead of Leich al Pari? Yedudik HaKash al Mepharshim asked, that's Bay al Pari, come to Pari, and not Leich al Pari. So Avram Shor, when he said over this kasha, he said over in the Imre Emes, I don't remember it being the Imre Emes, but Rabbi Weiss told me it was from the Imre Emes, that he said, because if it's, it said Leich al Pari, that it wouldn't be any more Shevavim, it would be Sholvim. It wouldn't be Shevavim anymore. This is what they say from the Imre Emes. Now Avram Shor said over that if the Imre Emes did not mean it as a joke, but the Imre Emes was saying a dover omak ma'id. And he said the pshat is like this. What prevents us, and this is also what Rabbi Weiss said over, that what prevents us very often from doing tshuva is that we don't believe that tshuva is really going to help anything. We've all had ups and downs. We've all had times where we think that we shteiged and mamash, I finally conquered Meitzahara and plenty, whatever it is. And then when we get to the point, we see it, we failed again, and failed again, and failed again. We think to a certain degree, we'll never be successful in any Oved Hashem. Anybody really tries hard to be mesaken as Yisoid. Person tries very hard to direct his whole life to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's very difficult and a lot of ups and downs. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to Pari, Pari was the Iker Kei Chatum in the world. The Iker Kei Chatum was Pari and Mamish, the whole Yisoid of Ra in the world of Erva and of Kishuv and of Kfira and all things connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Pari. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and be Misgaber to conquer Pari. conquered the Koch of Ra in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu's Avoda. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is too complicated, it's too hard for me, I'll never be able to do it. So Hashem Yisbarach said, Boy El Pari, not Leich El Pari, but Boy El Pari. The Pshat is Hashem Yisbarach said, I'm already taking care of it, I'm here with Pari already. I'm already dealing with him. Boy El Pari, come to Pari. Come with me, I'm already here. Now Leich El Pari means I'm sending over here, I'm sending it to go over there, Leich. But Hashem Yisbarach was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't be afraid. Boy El Pari, come to Pari, I'm already with him. Come with me, come here. I'm already going to take care of him for you. If we didn't have that idea, says the Emes, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is there, that when we try into tshuva, we try and change, and be misgaber against the koach of ra, misgaber, trying to overcome our taivas, overcome our gaiva and our midas rois, and overcome our pegam emuna, our pegam yisoid. If we didn't believe that Hashem Yisbarach was there going to help us every moment, there would be no shev of him anymore, because the koach of tshuva would be impossible. Only because we know that Hashem Yisbarach is there waiting for us. By a pari, Hashem Yisbarach says to all of us, your bad midah, your midah, it's hard for you not to speak during davening. It's hard for you to be shomer einayim, to guard your eyes. It's hard for you not to speak lashon hara. It's hard for you to not indulge in taivas achil or any other taivas. Hashem Yisbarach says, don't worry. By a pari, I'm already dealing with the taivas. You make your efforts, and I'll make sure everything goes fine. Everything's going to be taken care of. That's what Imre Emes meant. Because if there was leich al pari, we would never have the confidence to do proper tshuva, and mamela there would be no shayv of him. So b'siyat d'shmeir shol b'zeicha to mesaken our yisayid, mesaken ourselves that we no longer have interest in this world, that the arevus, the sweetness of this world, does not interest us because we're so obsessed with the geshmak and the sweetness of ruchnias, of Torah and tefillah, like the day of some famous ma'aseh about the Balatanya, and they say from other tzaddikim also. There was an Yom Tov and the Hillel of Balatanya was being davening for hours and hours and hours, and just an hour before Shkia he stopped and he made a clap on the bima and he said, Chevra Rabbeisai, we're just Mekayim Chatzil Lachem, and then we have to go eat to be Mekayim Chatzil Lashem. Because by the Hillel of Tzadikim, what's Orev and what's Geshmak and what's enjoyable, what's the Lachem of Yom Tov is Torah and Tefillah. And what is for Hashem? But that's Hashem. You have to eat a Yitzchus Yom Tov. That's for Hashem. But what's Lachem? What does we really enjoy? Halavai. What do big tzaddikim really enjoy? Torah and Aveda and Tefillah. Masakin that Arevis, that drive in life, the sweetness of what drives us, what gets us excited about life. That's a tikkun of Yisrael. The Bez Hashem shall be zeichet to during this time of Shavuot.
So. The singer said that Tahara is higher than Kedusha. Spoke about Tahara, so we'll try to speak a little about Kedusha, a little bit, maybe something that if we can't relate to that, we can at least Kedusha. So in this parsha, which we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we speak about a few times you find this inyan of the batim of Klal Yisrael, that the Korban Pesach is Allah has to be eaten in one bias, and it can't be eaten in two batim, you can't take it outside. And the Klal Yisrael that put the dam, and they were Mekadesh, with the mezuzahs, with the dam, they set aside their batim from the batim of the mitzvah, and the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael was nitzel through the batim. As it says, that a few times, Pasach Hashem al Pesach, that it was the Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over the Pesach. It says, "Asher Pesach abati b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim menok b'es mitzrayim es batenu hitzel." That the Hatzol was chal on the bottom of Klal Yisrael. That's where it was chal the kedusha through the putting the dam of the Korban Pesach, which says that we're avdei Hashem. That this is the Korban Pesach is the carbon through which we declare that everything else in the world, all the other koiches, all the other things that people worship and give koyach to and tribute strength to, are all batel. And we shechted in the eyes of the mitzvah, which was their god, and that was the thing that they gave their koyach to, and we shechted it in front of them. And as the Mefarshim say, although all dafka in front of them, and one of the Mefarshim says, this is where I saw today, that's dafka why on the shlah. that that's dafka why they roasted it, because they roasted it in order that it should be outside and people should smell. Dafka, all these things were to show that all the other kirchas that they attributed to were batal, mavotal, and we put the yichud Hashem and on the mashkef of the bias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're going to make this bias into a bias of Kedusha, declaring that this is the place of the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's where Klal Yisrael was zoicha to Hatzala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzbateinu Hitzel. It doesn't say he was Matzel kol Yochid V'Yochid, he was Matzel as Tzbateinu Hitzel. So the Kasha is that Rashi says that if there was a Mitzri inside one of the bottom of Klal Yisrael, if there was a Mitzri inside one of the bottom of Klal Yisrael, then there was a Maka on him. So if it doesn't say that the Yidden were saved, it says the Bate Yisrael were saved. So how could it be if the Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the bottom, then even the Mitzri inside should have been saved? So it's on the Sefer Zev Yitroch, he's a Potman, he says the Merdek of Pshat. He says, if you look in the Rashis in the Parsha, it says that there was two separate makos. There was a makah on anybody that was in Mitzrayim. Rashi says even a bechor from a different ummah that was in Mitzrayim would also have gotten the makah, because it was a makah on land of Mitzrayim. There was a second makah on every Egyptian. If there was a bechor Mitzri that was found somewhere else, he would also get a makah. So when Klal Yisrael went ahead and put the dam on the batim, what that did was it made it as though they weren't in Mitzrayim. That bias wasn't in Mitzrayim b'chlal. That bias was somewhere else. That bias was set aside from where it was from Mitzrayim. And Mimela, that bias was saved. It wasn't part of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over it like it wasn't there b'chlal. It wasn't in the land of Mitzrayim. So Mimela, that bias was saved. There was a Mitzri inside, then a Mitzri, even a Chutzlart got killed. But the bias was saved. That means that a person can declare inside their own bias, that no matter what is going on outside and what's going on anywhere else, it doesn't make a difference, because inside this bias is not part of its surroundings. This bias has a kedusha, it's separate from everything else outside, and we are in charge of what comes in, what comes out, and how we set up the kedusha of this bias to the point that it's not going to be mishubad. It's not going to get this, the hashpois, and it's not going to be considered as part of the surrounding area. B'chol, it's its own little corner. It's its own little area of kedusha inside the whole tumah around it. And this bias, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to looks at this. And even though there's a makah in the whole Mitzrayim, in the whole land of Mitzrayim, but the Malach skips over this bias. This is not part of that. This is not part of Mitzrayim. And this is the kedusha of a Yiddish Shtub, of a Beis Yisrael, that we can bring kedusha into our bias. There's some people that certain anhaga they have in their bias, maybe outside is, you know, there's something to that. There's something to the fact that inside our house is how this is what we do, because there's a kedusha to a bias, and that's something very 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 unique to Klal Yisrael. And that's what now when Klal Yisrael is being born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing this inyan. You have to eat the Korban Pesach inside the bias, you have to eat it together. This in the bias is the place, is the way that Klal Yisrael is formed, and this is the unit of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Chagiga, a few places. Ki even mikir tizak, and the Gemara darshins avon of a kari is based on miidin al adam b'shas hadin. That a person is nidoin from the Kuras Beisoi, the walls, the beams of his home are his Eden. The walls of his home are made on him. Bein Latoy, Bein Lera. The Beis Halevi says a chiddush, and he says that just like we find by the Mabul that three tefachim of the land was destroyed, so too, everything that why? Because whatever a person interacts with, whatever a person comes in contact with, they give that in the time of the Mabul, they give it a tremendous tumah. Something's exposed to an avera, something's around it or used for it, it develops a tumah that it needed to be destroyed. And the opposite is true as well. If a person, there's a kedusha to it, then the kedusha itself goes into the bottom. So basically, it says when it says that the kairos of the bayis, the beams of the house will be made lost in lovely, it doesn't mean they're going to ask the kairos. They're going to ask the beams. Is this guy a good guy? What did he do? What did he do in his own house when no one else sees? So what does he do? So they're going to ask. There's good aid in the walls. That's not what it means. It means that they're going to look at the beams. If the beams are full of kedusha, and the beams look that this was used for kedusha tahara, then it will be nikkar on the beams that this is the house of kedusha. This is the house of tahara. They're going to look and see what do the beams of the house look like, and a person could feel the kedusha. A person, there's kedusha there. There's a kedusha there that's inherent to it, and a person can put into their surrounding areas a kedusha which is going to be felt inside the beams of the house, and that's going to be made lost in lavai that they're going to bring the beams in and see is this kaddish? What was done here? In the sefer here from Rav Sam Sanovich, he spoke here actually last year. So I looked in the sefer. He has an interesting maisa over here. Two interesting maises. He says first of all, he says that when Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, who was the sefer the book that was written about him, All for the Boss, so he had a old furniture and he wanted to remove it. And his old dining room set, and he wasn't sure, it's already, he had to replace it. So, and I guess the people in his house wanted to, replace it maybe. So he wasn't masking. And he said, why? He said, because all the Gedolei Adar that came from Europe, they all came to my table. Everyone came and they sat at this table. So it's like Sheamus. This is like this kedusha on the table. I can't just get rid of, put it on the front lawn and let someone take it. And who knows what they're going to do there? No, this table was done to return on this. So it's toned gniza. It's kedusha on this. There's kedusha on the table. And then he says, I don't know what he's referring to. But if someone else does, I don't mean to start up with anything, but it's just interesting. He says over here that the Sefer Chassidim says that also the other way, that lo yodar b'bayis shegar bo lifnei ken rishoyim, that there's certain kedusha, or either way, is left over in the house. And he says that even though it's mutter to buy a church, to change over to a shul, but there are those that are makbid on it. And he says he was one time Beer Miami, I see yeshiva shakats of binyan shel kinesia v'achos el binyan beis hamedrash, and at that time that they made this chanukah sabayis, there were rebbes there and other people, and they didn't want to come in, even though they bought it for yeshiva. Anyway, so, it's an interesting lesson. I don't know what he's referring to, but the thing that he's saying is that it goes both ways, that if there's kedusha, wherever that there's kedusha and tahara. And in an atmosphere, then the kairos batim shall adam made me'idim olav, like the Beis Halevi says, that there's kedusha be'etzim in the bayis. So what happens inside a person's bayis, a person can develop a kedusha when they're following and doing the inyanim of kedusha and following all the halachas properly. Then a person can both two things we learned. We learned number one that it's as if the bias is somewhere else. The bias is not nimtza in Mitzrayim b'chlal. The bias was transferred to elsewhere. Whatever happens in the surroundings, the person is nitzel from. Like the Rambam says, a mold is a gzer on an ear. A mold is something that goes on in a place. But if this bias is not mishubet to that, this bias is a separate. Has a separate halacha. It's like it's makom kedusha independently of its surroundings, and that la'asid lavai, the curse of the batim are going to come, and they're going to test, like the DNA testing, they're going to check the curse of bais. What's the status? Is there kedusha in them? Is there tahara in them? And that's the way a person's going to be nidoy. So when this is an opportunity, like Shkor Rabbi Singer mentioned, this is a zman of tahara specifically, and Klai Yisrael apparently was mekabel upon themselves a certain anhaga to chabin neschazik in inyanim of kedusha sabayis and in inyanim of tahara, and there's an opportunity to join the Klai Yisrael and be Meskazik in these Inyonim. So, like the rest of Klai Yisrael, if you see, there's Shirim all over the world, for sure, all over the country, all over the world. In this Zman, the Klai Yisrael was Mekabel on themselves to, in the spirit of the Yoim, to be Meskazik and to review and to Chazer and to be aware of the halachas that apply in these Inyonim of Kedush and Tahara. So we also Masada Shiurim in this Inyan, and everybody should be try to be Neschazik in this in whatever way they can, Mishtat and Shiurim in other ways, and Yom Tzashem we should be Zaycha to a Riboy of Kedush of Tahara in these days.